Welcome to the Friday Drivecast. My name is Corey DeCaro, and I serve as a teaching pastor at our Plain City campus. I'm thankful to be with you and grateful you've taken time to listen today. Thought I'd share with you that I come from an Italian family on both sides, my mom's side and my dad's side. And growing up, one of my favorite memories was going to Sunday dinner at my grandparents'. Everyone from my mom's side of the family would gather there. And of course, there was always tons of food. Fresh Italian bread, salad, meatballs, sausage, pasta, loads of pasta. And we would cram into my grandparents' house. All of my aunts and uncles were there, and my grandpa was always in the kitchen cooking, which of course was off limits to everyone else because no one could see the ingredients he was putting in his sauce. Well, if you were to walk in to one of these Sunday dinners, I gotta tell you, it would be chaotic, it would be loud, and you may even wonder if we liked one another thanks to the decibel of our voices. But truth be told, most of the time, we were great. Just loud. Real loud. But there were also times when we weren't great. There were times when there was tension or there were issues. And as I think back on that time, as memorable as those Sunday dinners were, even more impactful was the fact that my family always stuck together. We always had each other's back. Even when we were upset with someone, ultimately, we were still okay because they were family and we were family and family just stuck together. Well, this past Sunday, we had the opportunity to gather together with some of the folks who will be attending our Plain City campus. No, we didn't have a big pasta dinner, but during our time together, we did focus on the importance of being a family, and not just any family, but being part of God's family. We looked at a few pieces of scripture, one of those being 1 John chapter 3 and verse 1, where it says, "See what kind of love the Father has given to us, that we should be called children of God." And so we are. Paul says in Ephesians 1, "He, God, predestined us for adoption to himself as sons through Jesus Christ, according to the purpose of his will." I love how another Bible translation puts this verse in Ephesians. It says it like this: "God decided in advance to adopt us into his own family by bringing us to himself through Jesus Christ. This is what he wanted to do, and it gave him great pleasure." I don't know how much you think about it, but how amazing that God, through Jesus, has adopted us into his family. And that we are his children, according to that verse there in 1 John 3, and that we are his sons and daughters, as Paul tells us there in Ephesians. Which means, as Christians, we are brothers and sisters in Christ, that we are part of God's family. And to help us be the best family possible, in the scriptures, there are these verses that speak directly to God's family. They instruct us on how we're supposed to act and to treat one another and respond and love. We call these the one another commands. And let me just share a few of these with you today. In the Gospel of Mark, it says, "Be at peace with one another." In the Gospel of John, it says, "Do not grumble with one another." In Romans, it says, "We're to accept one another and be devoted to one another in love." In Ephesians, it says, "Be kind, tender-hearted, and forgiving to one another." In Colossians, it says, "We're to bear with and forgive one another." In Philippians, it says, "We're to regard one another as more important than yourselves." In Galatians, we're told to serve one another and to bear one another's burdens. And in 1 Peter, we're told that we should have humility towards one another, and we're to be hospitable to one another. 1 Thessalonians says we're to encourage and build one another up. And in James, it says we're to pray for one another. These verses are so important for us, that regardless of what we've experienced in our earthly families, this is what being a part of our heavenly family, God's family, looks like. That when we live out these one another verses, we become the family God intends for us to be. Now, will we be flawed, imperfect? Will we experience lows and make mistakes and make wrong decisions and disagree at times? You bet. But when we do family the way God wants us to do family, we become a people, a church, where we have each other's back, where we're there for one another, where we experience authentic community, where we stick together and honor one another and love one another and pray for one another and forgive one another and even reconcile with one another when needed. We become a family, a church, where no one walks alone when we do that. And we have a chance to be something different and special in this world as God's family. I hope you not only experience this on the receiving end, but that you're living it on the giving end, that you are surrounded and supported by your brothers and sisters in Christ, and that you are surrounding others and being a support to them as a good family member. Today is a great day to praise God for bringing you into His family. Today is a great day to praise God for your brothers and sisters in Christ. Today is a great day to be the family member God wants you to be and support those around us. I hope you have a great Friday, and I hope you're looking forward to gathering with the family on Sunday morning. Let me pray for us. Heavenly Father, thank you for the amazing privilege of being part of your family. We praise you for adopting us and making us your sons and daughters. Thank you, Jesus, for making this possible. I pray that we experience the joy and support and strength of our brothers and sisters in Christ. I pray that we live out being the family members that you, God, have called us to be. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.